1045. We tweeted out earlier from the Blaine and Mickey account that we had all these, we had these guests, and then it said ding dong of the week, to which Mike Wilson, who joins us now of the Knoxville News,
speaking of ding dong.
Yes, he quote tweeted and said, "I am not the ding dong of the week." So you are not the ding dong of the week. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you know, it's always my goal to make sure that people know when I'm not the ding dong, because so often I feel like that is something that I would be. So it's really important to me to capitalize in the moments to let people know when I'm not that person.
No person would be a ding dong with what it says on your shirt. The world is yours. Yes, you will never be a ding dong. The world is yours.
I'm going to admire Blaine's eyesight, because all I see is just white lines. I can't read a thing. So that's pretty darn good, man. We're on Zoom here. I got nothing for Mike's shirt. Eagle Eye Bishop over here reading what I could not tell. It looks like a blob to me. That's what it says. That's fantastic, dude.
The world is yours, man. You got to believe it, man. No, regardless of all your failures, just always believe.
Regardless of all the ding dong moments I've had, yes.
Well, some Vol fans felt like a ding dong moment, because this is a team that scores runs and hits home runs, and they got swagger and bat flips. Well, it's hard to do swagging and flipping when you get six hits and you strand a bunch of dudes and you get two on, with nobody out three times, and you hit a line drive at one point, it gets caught. Just no luck at all for this team.
No luck, but yeah, I mean, it was just a very uncharacteristic performance, I thought, from Tennessee. You know, the bat flips, all that stuff, it kind of comes back to just a character and a moxie that I know we've talked about with this team. And you just didn't see that in action, in practice, in the way things went. Yes. And in practice, I mean, you know, in what they did in the game,
right.
you just didn't really see it. You just saw a team, and Tony Vitello's postgame comments were a lot of moments. He felt like Tennessee lacked conviction. They weren't, you know, all in on what they were doing. They weren't just showing kind of that intensity and focus that's really been a root cause of a lot of the success they've had. So uncharacteristic performance at the worst possible time for Tennessee.
Yeah, the lacked conviction, I thought, was a really telling quote from Vitello for this team, because they really, conviction, swagger, boister, they haven't lacked anything in a long, long time, this crew. I mean, they've just, boy, they've won. They've won big. They've won in exciting fashion. But lacked conviction, I thought was a very telling quote after that game.
It absolutely was. And I think my refrain on this team all season's been, I don't think this is a wildly talented Tennessee team. There's talent. There's some pro talent on this team. I mean, it's a good roster, but it's not an elite roster with some of the other teams you're seeing out here. But the reason that they beat those teams is because of the way they play the game. That moxie, that conviction, all of those things, they play the game hard and play it well. And that makes the talented players even more talented and brings the other players along and really makes it the root cause or just progresses everything in the right direction. And there was none of that yesterday. And it was surprising to see, especially from the lineup. I mean, you get runners to third base with nobody out a couple times and don't get them home, or less than two outs a couple times and don't get them home. I mean, that's bad baseball, and bad baseball is not something that really we've seen from Tennessee throughout this season.
Yeah, I don't see bad writing either from Mike Wilson, Knoxville News Sentinel. He joins us here on Blaine and Mickey.
Yeah, Mike, I guess to that point, and I never want to, you know, really put an athlete in this category, but do you think just being in Omaha, and I'm not going to say the bright lights, but just maybe pressing as a team and how they're built, like you said, they're built on emotion. Were they actually trying too hard? And then all of a sudden they realize they missed opportunities and they start gripping the bat a little harder, holding the baseball bat a little harder, trying so much harder that then maybe it comes across as they have the conviction and start pressing and then doing things out of their character.
No, I think that's an easy thing to see happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that was the overwhelming explanation yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think the overwhelming explanation was Andrew Abbott is a very good
pitcher. Yeah, that, no doubt.
Virginia's best attribute is that they have Andrew Abbott. That was the wild card going into Tennessee's matchup with Virginia. Virginia's an okay hitting team, pretty good bullpen, but Andrew Abbott is an elite pitcher. And the way that he kind of carved through Tennessee yesterday was impressive. I mean, he had two innings where they had multiple runners on base, and he struck out the final two guys of the inning.
Yeah.
Or at least two of the final three outs in the inning, struck him out. I mean, he just dominated them at the right times. And, you know, he carved them up, got good pitches. His changeup was good. But that high fastball, Tennessee never really seemed to figure it out. And that was That to me was more the issue. I do think, you know, once you go from a 1-0 game to a 5-0 game, all right, it's easier to spiral in that moment. But up until that seventh inning, you know, Tennessee had 3 innings out of the first 6 with multiple runners on and just didn't execute, didn't get that runner home. Bad luck with the Liam Spence line drive, some rough at bats otherwise. But yeah, I didn't see a team that was pressing or looked like they were overwhelmed. I just saw a team run into a really good pitcher and just not get the job done at the right time.
Well, that being said, though, do you think periodically, maybe when it got to fifth, when they had some players on again, maybe they should have went to the small ball game and maybe try to get some runners to advance instead of just going out and just swinging the bat? Maybe you change a little bit of your strategy. I'm just guessing. You can always second guess after you lose a game, but you sometimes, that most coaches stick with what got them there.
Yeah, and they did go small ball in the fifth because they got 2 runners on. Beck walked, I believe. Beck walked, Durkay singled, Pavloni bunted him over, which I thought was the absolute right call because you're putting Liam Spence at the plate with runners on second and third. That's your best contact bat. And he rips a liner, just goes right at the second baseman. I mean, you know, 5 feet either way, that's a 2-run single. Right at him, tough break. They didn't go small ball in the sixth, if I remember,
right,
when they got 2 on, which I also agreed with there because Russell was the guy that was up. And then you have Lipschitz and Beck, both of whom have a lot of strikeout in them, and they did strike out that inning. So I liked it to not bunt there because you've got 2 boom or bust guys coming up. So I didn't think they should have bunted there. So both instances, I thought the decision was right from Tony Vitello. It just didn't work out either time.
Yeah. What was the fan turnout, man? Because it sure looked like it was a little loud there, and it had a lot of turnout with UT fans.
It was awesome. I thought the environment was great. Tennessee fans were out in number, which, you know, this fan base, man, they show out. They'll be there and they'll be supporting like crazy. So it was a good audience, good crowd. I thought the environment was really good. I think the one thing that hindered the environment, especially for Tennessee, was obviously not scoring. You just didn't get a chance to really hear the fan base, you know, go big and explode. But there were a lot of people there in orange, man. And that's exactly what you expect from Tennessee fans.
No doubt about it. We're on with Mike Wilson, the great Mike Wilson from the Knoxville News Sentinel, covering the Vols.
All right, Mike, we're splitting our baseball coverage in this segment today. So we got just a little teeny bit of time left, but I'll ask you, what do you know about Texas? How does this team match up with the burnt orange and the other quote unquote UT?
Yeah. To me, Texas is probably the best overall team in this tournament remaining. Mm-hmm. I mean, they pitch incredibly well. They hit incredibly well. And it's kind of a funny situation that we were discussing last night. The outcome for Tennessee that was best to me in this tournament is only having to beat Texas once. Now, ideally, that means someone else beat Texas and you're in the winner's bracket and Texas comes out of the loser's bracket. It's not how it worked out. But Tennessee now only has to beat Texas once. So if you get past Texas, Mississippi State beats Virginia, you get Virginia again without Andrew Abbott. So there's a path there for Tennessee, but beating Texas is no joke. I mean, that staff can pitch. They have elite starters all over the place. I mean, multiple guys with sub-3 ERAs. I think their third starter has a 3.8-ish, so he's sub-4. I mean, they don't give up runs. And, you know, despite yesterday where they got carved up by Mississippi State, they hit the ball. They got a lot of guys who hit the ball. So it's a top-to-bottom lineup, and that's tough. I mean, I think Tennessee's going with Blade Tidwell, and that's a big moment for the freshman to try to keep it alive, but he's been really good lately.
Mike, we appreciate it. People can follow you, your coverage of the event at by Mike Wilson on Twitter. Of course, Knoxville News Sentinel as always too, man. Appreciate the time. And what does your shirt say? You are what?
This is embarrassing, Mickey.
What is it?
It's the same thing it said at the beginning of the show. The world is yours.
Mike, the world is yours. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you. The world is yours.
If you can read it, it's yours too.
I can't read it. I recently had my first eye appointment. I need to go ahead and get the prescription filled. So, with that, so long, Mike. We'll talk to you soon. The world is yours.
The great Mike Wilson is gone.
He's gone now.